This analysis was written by Philip Bump. Why Governor Abbott invoked the immigration status of shooting victims. One of the most important moments in Republican politics over the past decade came in June 2015 with Donald Trump's announcement that he would seek the Republican nomination for president. The announcement itself was important, of course, but it was Trump's direct, dishonest attack on immigrants that most immediately served as a pivot point for his party. You are familiar with the attack, of course, that immigrants coming in from Mexico were criminals, that foreign countries were sending criminals to the United States intentionally. They're bringing drugs, Trump said. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. No one thought Trump was a serious contender for the nomination at that point, so responses to the comments took different, often self-serving, forms. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, one of Trump's opponents for the nomination, seemed to think that Trump's approach had political merit. Cruz praised him, saying that Trump has a way of speaking that gets attention, and I credit him for focusing on an issue that needs to be focused on. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Republican, also a candidate, disagreed. I don't think he represents the Republican Party, Bush said, noting Trump's history as a Democrat, and his views are way out of the mainstream of what most Republicans think. Rick Perry, Republican, former Texas governor, concurred with Bush. To paint with that broad a brush that Donald Trump did is, I mean he's going to have to defend those remarks, he said. I never will. And I will stand up and say that those are offensive, which they were. Perry's immediate successor, Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, was pressed for a response. Eventually, his team offered one, Abbott had nothing to say. Abbott has been re-elected twice since then, and his position on Trump's view of immigration has solidified. Particularly as his 2022 re-election bid approached, and as the number of people apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border surged, Abbott made cracking down on immigrants in the country without documentation a centerpiece of his political efforts. He spun up something called Operation Lone Star in March 2021, deploying Department of Public Safety, DPS, resources in a high-profile effort to target immigrants. A year later, the Texas Tribune and its partners offered an unflattering assessment. The state's claim of success has been based on shifting metrics that included crimes with no connection to the border, work conducted by troopers stationed in targeted counties prior to the operation, and arrest and drug seizure efforts that do not clearly distinguish DPS's role from that of other agencies. Abbott's efforts to focus on immigration have received the most national attention, though, through his policy of transporting immigrants, those here legally and those without documentation, to other parts of the country. Those transports have often focused on large, Democratic northern cities such as New York and Chicago. A good indicator of the political popularity of this effort is that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, always ready to embrace a successful culture war tactic, ran his own iteration. Polling conducted by the University of Texas last year found that Abbott's efforts on immigration were viewed more positively by Texans than were President Biden's. Importantly, Texas Republicans also expressed a hardline position on immigration, with 4 in 5 saying that they agreed at least somewhat that immigrants in the country illegally should be deported immediately. More than half said they agreed strongly with this idea. 6 in 10 said the biggest problem facing Texas was immigration or border security. Abbott also got better marks than Biden on crime. In his State of the State address in February, Abbott linked crime and immigration. Guns, drugs, cartel gangs. All kinds of illegal activities are assailing our border, all while Washington has abandoned its duty, Abbott said. Texans are furious about the lawlessness caused by Biden's open border policies, and they should be. On Friday night, a man living in a small town north of Houston allegedly responded to a request from his neighbor to stop firing his rifle by shooting and killing 5 people in his neighbor's house, including a 9-year-old boy. The suspect, Francisco Oro Pisa, remains at large. On Twitter, Abbott announced a reward for his capture, including identifying both Oro Pisa and the 5 victims as undocumented immigrants. For what it's worth, that last point appears not to be true. Diana Velasquez Alvarado, 21, seems to have been a legal permanent resident of the country. If the slain boy was born in the United States, he would be a citizen. If not, he would have fallen into the group of minor immigrants that has been long segmented out of discussions about illegal immigration. But that's beside the point. The point is that Abbott and his team decided to highlight the immigration status of 5 people killed in a mass killing. It's not hard to guess one reason this decision might have been made. Abbott's consistent focus on the danger of immigrants in his state illegally lends value to casting this mass killing as internal to a marginalized community. The echoes with right-wing rhetoric about black-on-black crime are unavoidable. In each case, there's an element of depicting the violence as particularly problematic in, or perhaps inherent to, depending on the speaker and the context, some other community. It uses victim status itself as an indictment. After all, there was no non-political reason to mention immigration status. Had all parties involved been U.S. citizens, that would not have been mentioned by Abbott at all. Had only the victims been citizens, the shooter's status would have been included. This is how the rhetorical calculus works. It might have taken 8 years, but we now have Abbott's response to Trump's rhetoric about criminal immigrants. Jeb Bush seems clearly to have been wrong. Trump's comments weren't way out of the mainstream of what most Republicans think. Abbott, like Trump, understands that casting immigrants as dangerous is politically beneficial. Also like Trump, it's not entirely clear whether he believes that they are. Update: on Monday afternoon, Abbott's office released a statement. At least one of the victims may have been in the United States legally, it read in part. We regret if the information was incorrect and detracted from the important goal of finding and arresting the criminal. The true focus remains on catching this heinous criminal who killed 5 innocent people and bringing the full weight of Texas law against him, it continued.